Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Fellas, we're going to welcome in the Callahan family from Ashburnham. Now, you guys, of course, know about Anthony and Erica. They're the parents. But we've got Ryan over here. He's the older brother. And we've got Zachary over there. He's the younger brother. Hi, Zachary. How are you? That's what I was afraid we were going to get, to be honest with you.
Give you a good smile, though.
Yeah, he's been, a great smile.
He's been smiling, and he's been visiting. Zachary is the young man who's been fighting acute B-cell lymphoblastic leukemia. And it's taken me several years to be able to pronounce all of that. But, Shannon, what does that mean to you?
Erica,
I'm sorry. All of that.
So Zachary was diagnosed on May 1st of last year. And we had a six-week stay in the hospital, and then we've moved on to the Jimmy Fund, and we've been going there since June of last year. May 1st was actually my due date with my daughter. Luckily, I had had her 11 days prior, so she was pretty new to us when Zachary got diagnosed. So yeah, it was a lot to take on.
How come we didn't bring Emma today, too?
She'd be running around here. Yeah, she's walking and running around now, so... not easy.
You know, Anthony, can you just share with us over here? You know, some of the challenges for your family. I mean, you have a young family,
You
know, two young boys, and some and your daughter, and so many things going on. What's it been like for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, it's really busy. You know, especially in the beginning when we had to be in the hospital for a couple of months, over 2 months. We had a lot of help from Erica's aunt and different family members, taking Ryan in, taking Emma, so we could stay at the hospital. So, super busy time. Even now, you know, we don't live that close to Boston, so we have to travel. It's about an hour and a half to get to the clinic, but you know, it's worth every minute of it once you get there. But yeah, we stay busy. He's still doing treatments, but luckily we have a home health nurse come in, so we're managing it pretty well, I think.
How do you both explain to Ryan what's going on with Zachary? Or do you?
We don't really need
just
to.
Just a doctor's appointment.
Zachary takes medicine, and we know Zachary takes medicine. But we also go to the clinic. At the beginning, Zachary was actually allergic to one of the chemos. So we were in the clinic getting shots twice a week for 29 weeks. And it was never really a, I don't want to go there. It was always, we're going to go, and we're going to play, and we're going to have fun, and everybody helped out with my newborn, and Ryan gets to play video games there. They get to play music. It's just, it's not somewhere bad for them to go.
All the volunteers there are great. So, I mean, they really keep the kids busy, take their mind off the treatments. It's, like, amazing. So,
obviously not how you expected to be spending your summer, but how has Zachary done over these last few months? How has he taken to it?
He's doing well. This year, we actually moved to a lake right before he got diagnosed, and he wasn't allowed to swim all summer last summer. So it was a huge drawback, and he finally got the okay to go swimming this summer. So we've been on the boat and in the water.
All the kids are in the lake, and we have a little kiddie pool set up on the shore for him, and he's splashing around. I'm like, oh, my God. This summer's been a lot better than last summer. So.
Mama, why did you have
He wants to talk.
He's a microphone.
Ryan,
he wants a microphone.
Michael gave up his headphones so that Ryan could listen in, but Ryan got shorted a microphone in this whole thing. When did you guys know that Zachary had an issue? How did you find out?
Luckily, we caught it pretty early on. Zachary had been limping a few times, and we went to the playground on a Saturday, and then the next day, by the end of the playground day, he was definitely limping, and I got kind of nervous. And I took him to our pediatrician, where he had Zachary go for some blood tests. Came back. We were there for probably 3 hours, and I kind of didn't have any idea what was going on. And he told me what was going on and gave us kind of a couple options. And, of course, we went straight to Children's where we checked in. Yeah. For the next 36 days,
I'm going to show you guys something. Okay, there's a monitor over your right shoulder. because a little while ago, Zachary was part of the Red Sox team picture. And Zachary had a view of the team picture that probably nobody else would have.
What's that?
He is on top of the shoulders of manager John Farrell.
He looks impressed.
Now, that's a long way up. That's a big man there. And
Eric, are you worried at all? A little nervous?
He was more nervous than me.
Well, he had a chance to be in the team picture with everybody else, and now he's just seen himself.
Yeah, and now he thinks
there
it's
you
great.
Go.
Yes.
Now you're on TV.
Now
there
he's on TV. So you guys can answer for him, Anthony and Erica. Who do you think Zach thinks is cooler, John Farrell or Wally?
Oh, Wally for sure.
Wally.
I think.
Do you like Wally?
No disrespect to John Farrell.
Yeah, but Wally. So you guys had your chance to see the first Red Sox game. For Zachary, who was that against, and what happened in that game?
That was last year, and it was in that span. I forget who we played, but we were just cranking up runs on the other team. It was like 14 or 15 runs.
So a lot of fun games. They actually won. And
they won.
Scored a bunch.
They crushed it. Yeah.
Did Wally come over and talk with you guys at all?
I think we seeked Wally out, didn't we?
Yeah.
We got to see Wally at the clinic a few times, and then the Christmas party that the clinic puts on. We got to see Wally. Zachary was dancing with him for about an hour. He loves him.
Yeah. Big hug for Wally whenever
Zachary,
he sees him.
By the way, Michael, is an old soul. You know who his favorite, one of his favorite Red Sox players is of all time?
Who, Jim Rice?
Ted Williams.
Oh, Ted Williams. What?
Ted Williams.
Ted Williams. How did that happen?
Does he have a lefty swing? Is he lefty or no?
He can go both ways.
Oh, he's a switch hitter?
Yeah, switch hitter.
That's pretty good.
We have a book. There's a Ted Williams kids book
that
we read.
Yeah,
and it's awesome, and he loves it. So,
and you guys are going to the game tonight.
We're going tonight,
as long as we can make it.
Yes, I was say, get a little day, bit of time yes. between now and then, but I'm sure you'll find something to do.
The Red Sox, and maybe they'll let you use it. They actually have a sleep room.
Really?
So if you want, really? I might want to use it.
Yeah, that's okay.
Forget it. Give the kids a nap. Just take a little nap before the game. So maybe they'll let you use that for a little bit.
They might need it.
Well, Anthony and Erica Callahan and Zachary and Ryan and Emma, who's not with us today, but only because you guys wouldn't bring her. She wanted to be here with us.
We figured Lisa was too busy. She's usually the one.
Lisa's the one who's usually watching her.
Yes.
Well, you guys have a great time at the game tonight. It was fun to meet all you guys, and I'm glad Zachary got to be in the team picture as well.
Yeah, that's great. Thanks
Thank
a lot.
You guys.
Appreciate
it. The Callahan family joining us from Ashburnham. We hope as you hear these stories, it entices you to pick up the phone and dial 877-738-1234. That's 877-738-1234. Or you can text the letter K and the word cancer, KCANCER, to 20222 to donate $25. We're broadcasting live from Fenway Park. This is the 16th annual WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon presented by the Arbella Insurance Foundation.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.